We have been talking about what makes a hero. We've been talking about what is it that causes someone to be a hero. Now, we've been using some silly illustrations of superheroes and things like that, and that's just fun. We're going to do that again tonight. I want you to see that if someone gained a super ability, a superpower, all it would do is amplify who they already were. Now, you already know this. I want you to think with me, okay? We have Big Bad Bully Billy. Try and say that 5 times fast. Big Bad Bully Billy. Big Bad Bully Billy. You got a mental picture of who this guy is? He gets a superpower of super strength. Does Big Bad Bully Billy become a hero or a villain? A villain. He already has a character of being a bully. He gets a superpower. It just amplifies his character. Okay, sweet Susie, the sweet, kind, and friendly Susie. She gets superpowers of super senses. She can hear super far away. She can smell food from miles away. She has great vision. She just has all super senses. Sweet Susie. Does she become a hero or a villain?
A hero,
because a superpower would simply amplify the character traits of the person who received them, okay? Here's what I want you to see. I'm going to be bouncing from this side of the stage to this side of the stage all night long, because what I want you to see is something very, very important. It's this. A hero does what is right. A hero does what is right. But what I want to answer is what causes a hero to do what is right. Here's the first thing we need to see. Virtues produce actions. When you look in the Word of God and you look at Scriptures, character qualities or character traits are called virtues. Virtues produce actions. This side of the stage is actions, what you do. This side of the stage is virtues, who you are. Let's look at a couple virtues, okay? I'm standing in the middle. Let's think about kindness. Is kindness a virtue or an action? Oh, we're confused already. That's good. We're going to learn something tonight. Let's think about this. Today in our cabin, me and my friends got together and we kinded all night long. Is that right? No, because kind is not an action. It's not something you do. You don't go around and I'm kinding it up in here. Doesn't even make sense. Kindness is a virtue, and the virtue of kindness, because I am kind, my actions become kind, and I begin to share. And when I share something with somebody, you can say, wow, that was kind. Was the action being kind, or was the action sharing? Sharing. Having a virtue of kindness produces the action of sharing, which is a kind thing to do. Let's think about joy. Is joy a virtue or an action? It's a virtue, very good, because you don't go somewhere and say, man, we were in church joying away. You were what? Oh, we went to church and it was awesome. We had a blast joyification. What? It's not a word, because joy is a virtue, not an action. Now, I've seen it happen many times in junior church. I'm so happy. And here's the reason why. Ever seen somebody sing that way? But if you have a virtue of joy, then it changes your actions. And you start singing, I'm so happy, with an actual smile. It's amazing. Virtues produce actions. You guys got that down? Say it with me. Virtues produce action. one more time. Virtues produce actions. This is what we learn out of 1 Timothy 6 and verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. The things you're supposed to flee are things of getting your heart on the wrong things, loving the world and not loving Christ. You flee those things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. All right, let's do it again. Start from the back. Meekness, is that a virtue or is that an action? Very good. It's a virtue. You don't go around saying, I'm the meekiest person you've ever met. I'm meek all the time. You want to go meek with me? No, it's a virtue. And because you have the virtue of meekness, it produces the actions of meekness. Patience, virtue or action? Virtue. Virtue. Because when you have patience, it will produce the action of being patient. Your action. Well, think about it. You're standing in line. Are you standing there patienting? No. You're not standing there being, you're standing there not patienting. You're standing there being patient. Your action is standing there not throwing a fit. It's your action is defined by your virtue. Because say it with me, virtues produce actions. All right, let's look at love. Is love a virtue or an action? Love is a virtue. Love is a virtue. I went home and I loved. That's not quite right. What did I do? That's not an action. I'm loveifying you. No. Love is an virtue that produces an action. Because I love my wife, it causes me to want to kiss her right on the face, just smooch all over the place. That's what I do. My love produces actions. Love is a virtue. All right, here we go. Faith. Is faith a virtue or an action? What do you think?
Virtue.
Because you have faith, it produces the action of trusting God. Then we look at godliness. Do you think godliness is a virtue or an action? It's a virtue. You should probably be figuring it out by now. It's a virtue. Dr. Carter is godlyifying it over there. That's not a word. Look at that girl over there godlyificating. No. Her virtue of being godly, of having godliness, produces actions that can be defined as godly. Her actions are produced by the virtues. Now, here's what we're getting to tonight. What's the last one there? Righteousness. What do you think that is? Virtue or action?
Virtue.
It's a virtue. Righteousness produces the right actions. Now, what we're learning is that a hero does what's right. The reason a hero does what is right is because the hero has some character, has some virtues that will produce the right actions. So we've learned, say it with me, virtues produce actions. Now here's what I want you to see. The next thing. Actions cannot produce virtues. Actions cannot produce virtues. So say these two things with me. The first one is virtues produce actions. And actions cannot produce virtues. If I took and decided that I wanted to be a more loving person, and so I went And I went to a soup kitchen where the homeless people came. And I decided to do an action of love and kindness. And I started scooping out soup every single week to the homeless people. Is my action going to make me love them? Nope. I can do this all day long and not care about them at all. Because actions cannot produce virtues. Virtues produce actions. Now, there was a people that were stuck over here. They were stuck in actions, and they were not over here in virtues. You see, God chose a man by the name of Abraham. And God told Abraham that he was going to make of him a great nation. And Abraham's children started to spread across the land, and God gave them the name the Israelites. God chose the Israelites to be his people. And God gave the Israelites something that he gave nobody else. He gave them a law to keep. He gave them some guidelines of righteousness, what to do, how to make the right sacrifices, how to make the right things and do the right things and pray the right way, how to follow all the right things over here. You know why God gave the Israelites that? God wanted the Israelites, his people, to notice something. That no matter how hard they tried to do all the right actions, they failed. They couldn't do it. They could not keep the law. The most popular part of that law would be the Ten Commandments. And there's not a single human being that is capable of keeping the Ten Commandments. God gave the law to show his people that they could not do all the right things. There was another people. You see, God chose the Israelites out of the rest of the world. The rest of the world didn't care about doing the law, following what was right. They didn't care at all. God didn't give them the law. God calls them the Gentiles. So you have the Israelites, God's people over here, and then everybody else. Those are the Gentiles. Do you think the Gentiles were trying to keep the law? Nope. They didn't care. They weren't even trying to keep the law. But here's what I want to show you. Here's the Israelites trying to do what's right. Here's the Gentiles who couldn't care less. They're just doing wickedness. They don't care. Romans 9 and verse 30. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness. Even the righteousness is righteousness, which is of faith. The Gentiles over here who weren't even trying to do what was right, you know what they received? You know what they got? Righteousness, perfection, holiness. Now, wait a minute, what? But Israel, in verse 31, which followed after the law of righteousness, trying to do what's right, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. They couldn't do it. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. You see, what happened is the Israelites were here, and the Israelites were trying to do everything right, follow the law, obey the Ten Commandments, do it all right. And did they do it? No. So Jesus came. Jesus came and defeated the sin that they could not defeat. Jesus came and said, guess what? Your righteousness is not good enough. I want to give you my own. And the Israelites, as a nation, looked at Jesus and said, we don't want it. We don't need it. We have our own way of doing things. We don't need you. And they crucified Christ. They didn't want his righteousness. They were trusting in their own duties, what they had done, what they had worked. But there was another people that Jesus turned to called the Gentiles. They were wicked. They were vile. and they knew it. And Christ offered salvation to them and said, all you have to do is trust me, trust my righteousness. And they fell on their knees and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I will trust you. I will put my faith in you as my hero. And you know what they got? Righteousness. Israel over here is trying to do all the right things, but they couldn't get righteousness. The Gentiles weren't trying to do the right things, but they turned to God in faith, and you know what they received? Righteousness. Because, say it with me now, stay with me, virtues produce actions, and actions cannot produce virtues. What are we learning here? We're learning that works cannot produce faith. Works and doing all the right things cannot produce the virtue of faith. It is impossible. It cannot be done. The Bible says in Titus 3 and verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If somebody is going to get saved, they can stand over here and try and do all the right things. Do you think it's going to produce the faith that they need? No, because actions cannot produce virtues. Virtues produce actions. Now, here's what I want you to see tonight, and I hope you can see it clearly. I have spent my entire life, my entire walk with God on this side of the stage. I have spent my entire time trying to do all the right things. I want to make sure I'm in church every time the doors are open. I want to make sure that I'm reading my Bible every day. I want to make sure I'm doing all the right things. But I want to tell you tonight, that is not what God wants us to do. What God wants us to do is what we read in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after the virtues, the character traits, learning to be loving and kind, learning to have righteousness, godliness, faith, patience. We spend all our time focused on trying to be what is right, when God says, no, I want you to follow after the virtues. Don't try and do all the right things, because doing all the right things will not produce the virtues. If you want to follow Christ and survive, then you need to stay over here. You need to get in on the virtues of Christ. Say it with me. Virtues produce actions, and actions cannot produce virtues. You know, moms and dads, this is making a huge difference in my family, because as I deal with my children, I am learning that if my focus is on their actions, then one day they're going to leave my home and be destroyed, because actions cannot produce virtues. I can make my children be in church every time the door is open. I can make them read their Bible every day. I can make them go to a Christian school. I can make them listen to the preaching. And all of those actions will never, ever produce the virtues that God wants to create. When I look at my child who is being selfish and doesn't want to share his toys with his sister. I can go in there and I can make him share his toys with his sister. But I can make him do the action. I cannot produce the virtue of loving his sister the way he's supposed to. You know where my focus as a parent has to be? Hey, child, come over here. I want you to see your wicked heart. I want you to see what's going on in your heart that's producing the action that you're dealing with. Hey, Christians, you've got a problem with sin. Your action is wrong. You know it's wrong. Can I tell you something? The problem is not what you're doing. The problem is you're missing the virtue. The problem is there's something wrong in your heart. I'm having trouble obeying my mom at home. I'm having so much trouble obeying. God, help me to obey. God, please help me to obey. Stop it. Your actions will not produce the virtues. Where we need to be is over here. God, would you help me to love my mom and dad? God, would you help me to have the peace with my mom and dad that I need? God, would you plant in me the fruit of the Holy Spirit that God would grow in me? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. This is what we need, not that. We can do this all day long, all year long, and it will never, ever, ever produce the virtues that God wants us to follow after. We're not supposed to be following after doing all the right things. Hey, everybody, look at me. I attend church. Look at me. I go soul winning. Hey, look at me. I'm carrying my Bible. Look at how godly I am. You're not godly. You're doing actions without the virtues. And actions cannot produce virtues. Virtues are the only thing that can produce the actions. You want to know why? You can't sit up in church. Because you have a problem with your heart. You want to know why you're arguing with mom and dad? It's because you have a problem in your heart. The problem is our virtues. And if we keep spending all our time over here just looking at all we're doing. Well, I've been serving God for so long in this ministry. I've been doing all this for God. I must be right. Not even close. Not even close. Because we can serve God and do all the right things. And just like the Israelites, we can miss the boat. There are people that have walked in these steps of the law for so long that they've convinced even themselves that they're going to gain righteousness by works. Hey, I've been doing all the right things for so long. I think I'm good. I don't need the virtue of faith. I don't need God's righteousness because I have my own. I don't need faith. I don't need to come over here. I'm doing just fine. Don't be like the Israelites. Don't stumble at the stumbling block of Christ. Come over here and admit to God, God, I have a problem in my heart. God, I'm a sinner, and the only way I'm going to get these virtues is from you. The only way to get the virtues of love, joy, and peace is from him. The only way to receive the righteousness of Christ is by faith. Let me have everybody's heads bowed and everybody's eyes closed.